Welcome back to Seamwork Radio. My name is Meg, and the podcast is taking a little break this month, so we thought it would be fun to share a few of our favorite episodes from the archives. My favorite episode of Seamwork Radio is Taylor's interview with Michael and Ava from Daddy Dressed Me. Michael is a self-taught sewist who creates garments and DIY projects with his daughter, Ava. Since this interview, Ava's a few years older, and she and her dad have appeared on Good Morning America, and they're still continuing to inspire kids and parents to practice creativity together. Sari and Haley will be back with new episodes of Seamwork Radio next month, but in the meantime, enjoy this really amazing story from Michael and Ava.
When I first wanted to be a parent, I was stuck on having a boy. And I think in large part, it's a part of like my experience not having my dad. So I always wanted that father-son bond. So I'm like, I want a boy. And then once I opened the car and saw that she was a girl, it just made sense with like how I was raised and how I am that I would have a girl.
I'm Sari Mitnick, and this is Seamwork Radio, where we tell stories about the surprising ways that sewing impacts our lives. If you're in need of a smile right now, I highly recommend taking a quick visit to Instagram to visit today's guest, Michael Gardner at Daddy Dressed Me by MG. You can find a link in the show notes too. When you visit, you'll find photo after photo of him and his daughter Ava wearing adorable creative outfits that he sews just for her. I promise you will feel the love between them positively radiating off the screen. So what makes this relationship so incredibly close? And what can we learn from them about using sewing to strengthen our relationships with those we love most in the world? Today, you'll hear from Taylor as she talks to Michael and Ava about their bond.
There are a lot of stereotypes surrounding father-daughter relationships. Dads don't typically style their daughter's hair, paint their nails, or shop with them. They don't sit down and talk about their crushes or problems they may be having at school, and they definitely don't typically sew clothes for them to feel cool and confident in. Have you ever thought about what it would be like if you had a dad like that? One who did your hair and nails, sewed customized clothes for you, but also took you to all your sports practices? Well, today we're going to hear from a dad like that. His name is Michael.
I was raised in a single parent home. Well, impartial with my mom and my grandma. My father didn't raise me. My mom more so was a provider. So she's a nurse. So she worked pretty much 12-hour shifts most of the time. So a lot of it was going to school, coming home, and my grandma was the person who was, you know, talking to me, kind of making sure I was okay.
Michael was surrounded by women growing up. He had his mom, his grandma, and his sister, but this was normal for him.
It was kind of all I knew at the time. I knew something was kind of missing. My father actually lived, his mom lived, my grandma lived houses down. So I would see my father, but he wouldn't acknowledge me. So that was a bit of a challenge. I had my cousin's father. I spent time with him, but it wasn't on like a consistent basis. But, you know, he was married. So I got to see a little bit of what that looks like, being married, living in the home, having kids. But on a consistent basis, no, I never really had like a strong male that was always present. My friends at the time were kind of all in the same situation. So it just seemed, you know, common to me. High school was probably the first time I had a friend who had her father, you know, always in her life that was very present. But all of my other friends were always kind of in the same situation. And it's everything that we bonded over.
As Michael grew up, he tried to partake in a variety of extracurricular activities. But due to the time commitment outside of school, it was hard for his family to keep up with it. So he did what he could to put all of his effort and focus into school.
For me, school was like, I just put all of my energy and effort into school. I was pretty much always a straight A student. initially in like elementary school, I started trying to do like activities, but it was a struggle to get support. So I kind of stopped doing that. So yeah, that was always like my outlet. Like I just, in some ways I probably felt like I wanted to like prove something to myself. So I was very serious about like learning and being the best I could be when I was at school. I mean, it was always serious to me. My teachers would only call my mom to like say great things. Like, I mean, the only issue I really had was I was very talkative. I was always very focused, determined, and, you know, look forward to the days where I was getting my report card to kind of like, you know, prove myself and in some ways probably get positive attention too, to finally feel like I was, you know, getting attention the way that I should have been.
Michael wasn't just interested in doing well in school. He also had an innate need to express himself and feel creative. Ever since elementary school, his favorite subject was English. Throughout that time, he would only share his school assignments with others, but he would write privately for himself.
But I also kind of started writing poetry, too. Just like, you know, on my free time. But I always kept it very private.
Yeah. Have you shared it with anyone?
I ended up sharing it in college. We had like a school newspaper. I reached out to, you know, start writing for that paper. Yeah, that was actually the first time where I started like sharing what I was actually writing and more of my like emotions and my feelings in a public sense. I always would write, but keep it very protected.
Writing wasn't his only outlet. He seemed to always find the time to do something creative growing up.
It was pretty much anything creative. So I would take like the alphabet, and I used to make this for my mom when I was younger. I would take the whole alphabet and like assign a word to describe her. So she would post that on her walls. Or if it was when I was younger, I used to go to the Boys and Girls Club on Saturdays and take like an art class. So painting, drawing, writing. When I got older, I started doing like party planning, having, you know, gatherings for birthdays where I could create invitations and centerpieces. And I just always had to have something to have some sort of outlet. But it was literally just a mix of everything until sewing became the thing that just was like, that truly stuck. And then once I got that, that's literally what I've done for the last like several years.
Michael knew he wanted a family one day. He even ended up transferring out of a pre-med program his freshman year at Xavier University in New Orleans because he saw that someone in that field would have such high demands on their time. So he transferred to Virginia State to get his sports management degree. He and his long-term girlfriend were on the way to the life they were seeking after. They dated in high school and through college, but took a break and then found each other again over time. After an engagement, marriage, and unfortunately a miscarriage, they had their daughter, Ava.
Ava's actually my second daughter. I lost my first child. So my first experience was, it was excitement and then it was just like painful. She was about 5 months. Her mom was 5 months into the pregnancy. She developed HELLP syndrome. So immediately from her being in pain and taking her to the hospital to like the next morning, find out she had to actually deliver the baby was like very traumatic. So then we went through the process of actually, you know, her taking tests and making sure she was okay to, you know, get pregnant again. That was about 2 years later. That's when Ava was born. But me and her have just been connected from the very beginning. From her being in the womb and, you know, her moving and me like singing to her, talking to her. Yeah, until the point of bringing her home, and we've just been inseparable ever since. I always knew I wanted to have like a close relationship with any kids that I fathered, but this was just a totally different experience that, yeah, I don't know if I was ready for it, but step by step, like I'm just, you know, kind of figuring it out as I go, really.
Obviously, Michael deeply loves his daughter, Ava. But I think we can all get swept up with how we think our lives are going to be in the future. I'm not sure anyone is immune to that, and Michael wasn't either. Before he had children, he imagined that he'd have a son so that he could feel what that traditional father-son bond would be like.
At the time, this was before like gender reveals became like what they are now. It was like right at the start of that. So with her, we had the nurse write in the card her gender. And just on a whim, we kind of went to New York, stayed the night, and went to the top. We went to the Empire State Building. I opened up the car and it said, it's a girl. And that's how I found out. When I first wanted to be a parent, I was stuck on having a boy. And I think in large part, it's a part of like my experience not having my dad. So I always wanted that father-son bond. So I was like, I want a boy. And then once I opened the car and saw that she was a girl, it just made sense with like how I was raised and how I am that I would have a girl.
Coming up, Michael talks about what it's like being a parent, learning how to sew, and being a male in a more female-dominated hobby space. Plus, we also get to hear from Ava.
You know, I learned some things that I just wouldn't have known if I didn't take the time to actually sit down and ask her. I'm also very mindful about what I do in front of her, how I treat people. The biggest compliment I get with her is that she's very well-mannered. Ava's very considerate. You know, she cares about other people.
If you're enjoying this podcast so far, you might really like joining in at the Seamwork community. In addition to this podcast, every month we create new sewing patterns, a video class, and a monthly digital magazine. When you become a member, you get access to all of that each month, plus you can hang out and talk in our private community forum. We're all really welcoming, and it's a great place to ask questions, post projects, or share your thoughts. Right now, podcast listeners can get a special discount of 50% off the unlimited plan. That gets you access to our full catalog of over 150 patterns, and you can download as many as you want, whenever you want. It's only $90 for a whole year of patterns, plus classes, videos, magazine articles, and access to the private community. Check it out at seamwork.com/go/podcast50, or look for the link in the show notes.
Welcome back. In the first half of this story, Michael told us all about his childhood and what it was like growing up in a home without a father figure. He told us about how he found creativity in his everyday life and how he was imagining his life in the future. But we all know that things really don't ever turn out how we imagine them. A few years after Ava was born, Michael and Ava's mom decided to get a divorce. One thing that he was very focused on was providing more than the stereotypical support of a father.
I never wanted her to feel like or have any sort of issue when she was with me versus with her mom. To me, it was like, okay, if I have her, a part of my responsibility is to be able to do her hair. Now, I kind of go above and beyond and do extra stuff that, you know, isn't always required, but it's just something that we've developed over time because she actually has ideas of what she wants to look like.
That's right. Michael goes above and beyond to do Ava's hair. He referenced doing his sister's hair growing up, but he also mentioned how he's forever thankful for YouTube because without that, he wouldn't be where he is today. This was the first thing that he brought up when I asked him about bonding with Ava.
That's another way that we kind of bonded, and she, you know, just like when women go to the salon and they have conversations, she does the exact same thing. I've heard so many stories from school or just that's the time she'll tell me I've been washing her hair and we've had deep conversations about what she's feeling or what she's, you know, going through. Or so, yeah, it's become like one of my favorite things to actually do with her.
Michael paints Ava's nails, takes her to her sport and extracurricular activities, goes shopping, has deep conversations with her about family, creativity, friends, bullying, the crushes she has. I would never have done this with my dad, by the way. But one of the biggest activities that Michael took on because of Ava is sewing. Around 7 years ago, when Ava was 2, he observed his sister customizing and sewing her own clothing. Michael is a lot like most home sewers. We start off small, then we slowly build skills, and typically we like to sew for ourselves. But something that makes Michael different is that he is really focused on sewing and learning for Ava, and how he can make clothes special and unique for her.
So yeah, it was my sister buying, she would buy sweatshirts and change out the sleeves. And I was like, oh, that's very, like, it was just very interesting to me that something that was plain is now customized in a way that only she had it. So, you know, over time, like, I would just, if I would go, you know, visit her, I would kind of sit and watch her sew a little bit. And then it just sparked in my mind, like, I could actually create clothes. Like, it just started with that thought. It was never an instant thing of me wanting to do it for myself. Initially, I just was like, I could do this for Ava.
After his sister helped him go and get all the proper supplies and tools, Michael jumped into sewing with both feet.
She went with me we went right to Walmart. I got a Brother sewing machine. She helped me pick out the basics, threads, and all of that stuff. And then it was just me going home and taking, you know, at the time I didn't even have fabric. I would just had an old t-shirt and I would just sew a seam to just kind of get comfortable on the machine. And then I just kind of did a lot of research, learning about, I would go on fabric websites and learn about different types of fabric, what type of needle to use with the fabric, learn all the sewing terms. And then YouTube was just a whole nother experience, because now I'm actually like seeing people, you know, start with an idea and creating it. And that was just something that like, oh, I can actually do this. So went to the thrift store, would buy women's clothing and size it down to Ava size. I did it with some of my clothes too, but I, you know, if I had something old I wasn't wearing before I started actually spending money on fabric, learned a lot through trial and error, popped many seams and broke several needles.
We all have to start out somewhere. With sewing, the typical way to get started is to follow a sewing pattern. It's a safe way for us to follow instructions and learn things as we go. But Michael, being the unique guy he is, decided that wasn't the route for him.
It was just fun to actually like learn something step by step. And then I just started getting fabric, and I always used her clothes as a pattern. I never really used patterns at all. So I kind of feel like I work backwards sometimes, where, you know, you cut through a pattern, it's size. You may have to do a little bit of sizing, you know, sizing down or sizing up, but I was kind of tailoring it on her. I would cut a little bit bigger than I needed to, and then, yeah, putting it on her and tailoring it to her size until it was actually done. And that's pretty much still what I do to this day.
Michael is an inherent learner. He wants to figure things out and do them well. So he told me about how he's recently started getting more into using sewing patterns. He used his first one last year, and a big reason he's been using them more is because of his girlfriend and now fiance. He started making clothes for her, but he's started to make things for himself too. I asked Michael what it was like being a male in a more female-dominated hobby space.
It's very interesting. I feel like there aren't many men that I've discovered that actually sew. Yeah, there were a few that I would see on like YouTube, but they would have a page, and then many of them that I've seen when I started aren't even creating videos anymore. So usually when I do find guys like on Instagram, I usually like will follow them and kind of see what it is that they're doing. It's still different because they're creating for themselves, whereas though I'm still creating for Ava. So I just recently have gotten into trying to make stuff for myself. And that's still a process. Like, it's not a natural thing for me to think like, oh, I'm going to create pants for myself. Like, it's always, yeah, for her. But I am often inspired by other guys that I do see sewing, because I know it's not as many guys out here as there are women. And I feel like it's something that I hope at some point more guys will actually take an interest in.
Michael talked a lot about how sewing has helped him get out of his shell more and feel more comfortable and confident with who he is. It's his way of expressing himself.
I love it, mainly because I, so usually because I'm, you know, always thinking about something creative, if I think it and it's somehow something that I know I have to do, I'll think about it till I've actually created it. The feeling of actually from start to finish being able to create something and it being something that is wearable, it still amazes me for some reason. And even recently for myself, when I've made something for myself and, you know, I put it on, it's a different feeling than, you know, you feel good when you buy something too, but it's a totally different feeling to put on something that you've made. And I feel a different level of like confidence walking around in something that's customized or that I only have.
As you can hear, Michael is someone who definitely follows his own path and dances to the beat of his own drum. But that doesn't mean it wasn't hard for him to start sharing his creativity with friends, family, and now the world. For him, sewing is his way to show Ava that it's important to express yourself and that being different is okay.
Even with her, like, I push her to be okay with standing out, being different, doing things that maybe someone else isn't doing. You know, sometimes, like, that's a process I've had to go through within myself when I first started doing things that weren't typically what men do and being comfortable enough to actually like to share it. Anything that I do, it matters to me. So initially I would just, you know, when I would sew and create for her, I never would share like about the process. You wouldn't see the fabrics that I bought. It was solely, this is what I made, she's wearing it, and that was it. Over the years, I've been more comfortable in just sharing, I guess, more of myself. And then people that are like, I'm inspired by you, like that like blew my mind when people started, you know, telling me that. Because yeah, for me, I know why I'm doing it. I didn't expect for the part of like people engaging with it and or even getting something out of me and Ava's relationship. That's been the best part of actually sharing, you know, our relationship. And because I know it's not just the clothes that they're intrigued by. For like our bond and some of our experiences. So yeah, it's been fun to actually share that and get like positive feedback.
For a while, Michael was calling all the shots when it came to Ava's clothes and what he sewed for her. But now that Ava is almost 9, there are things now that they have to brainstorm and collaborate on together. Here's Michael and Ava talking a little bit about the process.
Sometimes I ask him when he's gonna make stuff again. And when he says, when I ask him, can I tell you what I want you to make for me?
Yeah, sometimes we'll go with an idea, or sometimes we just go and just buy fabrics. I may have an idea, and she changed it. Before I even share with her, like, what I'm thinking, I'll, you know, say, oh, do you have any ideas for this particular fabric? And she'll say it, and sometimes it's like, she may want leggings or a jumper, and I'm thinking a maxi dress. So it's, you know, figuring out, like, what I'm actually going to do. But most times, I do actually just take what she says, because I realize, like, she's seeing it in a different way than I am. Ultimately, I had to realize that she's actually wearing it. Like, I'm not. Starting out, I was like, this is my idea. This is what I'm going to do. Like, I was just so stuck on, like, what my initial vision was. The way I had to consider, like, yeah, she's actually the one wearing it. She's modeling it. If she has an idea, like, I can, you know, include that so that she ultimately has something that she likes.
Picking fabrics and how the final piece looks isn't the only thing they work together closely on. Michael and Ava like to document their creations and make a day of going out and taking pictures together. Michael is the photographer and Ava the model. They work together on the direction of the poses and ideas of the photos. Something that really strikes me is how comfortable Michael and Ava are talking about their feelings and emotions to each other.
So one day I created my own fabric. It worked. My daddy made something out of it for me. We were driving. So one, he surprised me with Marsh Creek. It's like a swimming pool and has sprinklers and stuff. So we were driving there, but first we had to take pictures. So when we were taking pictures, I was walking. He gave me some pose ideas. And then when I took them, I didn't take them correctly. And he just kept telling me to do it, and I wasn't. So he started getting frustrated.
Yeah, and we definitely have those moments.
And then once, but I was actually happy because after that he said he was sorry. He gave me a hug and we went swimming and we had a good time.
Ava knows how special her dad is. She cherishes their bond and she knows that not everyone has a dad like Michael. I asked her what it was like to have a dad that sews for her.
I think it's fun to have a different dad. And sometimes I go to school and I tell my friends all about it. Sometimes they said they wish their dads could make them stuff like that. When I used to have a friend named, her name was Irene. She was new in first grade because she wasn't, that was her first year. So she told us that her dad used to be on the road a lot and he still is. But one day at gym, he surprised her. And I felt happy for her because she got to see her dad. And she said that he said that every Friday he would come pick her up and surprise her. So I was happy for her. But I also got a little worried that that would happen to Daddy too. But he told me that he would never leave me.
Yeah, you like being around your dad, right?
Yes.
What's your favorite thing about your dad?
Everything.
Could you pick like three?
His smile.
Oh, thank you.
Not his feet.
Okay.
His.
It don't have to be
his
something.
His personality.
That, yeah, how I look.
And there his, you go.
And his love for Mia and Miss Tama.
No matter what Michael and Ava do together, Michael really strives to make sure that Ava knows that she is loved and appreciated, and that she has a space to express herself and become whoever she wants to be.
One of my biggest goals was for her to be able to express herself. That was a struggle for me when I was growing up. It wasn't encouraged. I just wasn't given the opportunity. And I didn't want her to have that same experience. So, you know, just initially sitting down and having conversations with her, asking her how she's doing, giving her, you know, the opportunity to say how things are actually impacting her. I learned some things that I just wouldn't have known if I didn't take the time to actually sit down and ask her. I'm also very mindful about what I do in front of her, how I treat people. The biggest compliment I get with her is that she's very well-mannered. Ava's very considerate. She cares about other people, which I'm very proud of because, you know, she sees me do that. So, you know, for her, it's something she always tells me, I want to be like you. I want to be like you. So, yeah, just telling her that it's okay to have different feelings and her getting them out is something that she does very well, which I'm very proud of. And just trying to help her become whoever she's supposed to be. Like when she says she wants to be like me, I usually tell her, like, you know, there are characteristics, yeah, of me that I want you to have, but I want you to just be who you are, you know, and not feel like you have to be someone else.
Expression and creativity were common themes that Michael talked about when it came to himself and Ava. But there is something else that Michael just exudes when you talk to him, and it's his positivity. It's contagious. A few years ago, Ava faced a bullying situation. So Michael and Ava began doing positive affirmations each day before school.
You know, a couple years ago, I had her start doing positive affirmations like every morning. Around the time when the bullying situation happened, because she was starting to internalize some of it. So, you know, I encourage her to just start, you know, setting a plan for herself and reminding her that, you know, what matters is how you feel about yourself. It's not how anybody else, you know, anyone else feels about you. You know, we would get ready. I would get ready for work. She would get ready for school. And we would get in the car. And that's when she would say the affirmations. She would basically assign thoughts about herself. I'm cool. I'm beautiful. I'm smart. All the words were, you know, up to her. And I would just encourage her to, you know, add more words. As you're learning about yourself, add more attributes that you think you're developing as you get older. So it's always interesting to hear her speak of herself in that way.
I asked Michael how he cultivates so much positivity and optimism.
It's just always how I've been. It's the way my mind works. When something happens, my initial instinct is to figure out how to keep it positive, how to keep perspective on it. And yeah, in some way it keeps me focused and keeps me grounded. No matter what it is, I always try to figure out how to spin it in a way that makes it positive.
And he really does. If you follow Michael on Instagram, you'll see him talk about his life, his sewing, his relationship with Ava, and his experience being a single dad. He talks about the ups and the downs, but he always has optimism for the future. Another thing you'll see him post is fun TikTok videos that he and Ava produce together. If you don't know what TikTok is, here's the 411. It's a video sharing social media app known for creating short dances, lip sync performances, comedy, and talent videos. The videos they create vary from fun skits that they lip sync to dance-offs, and full choreographed dances they do together. You should really check it out. It's literal pure joy. I'll put a link to their account in the show notes. I'm not a parent. I hope to one day be. I can't even fully comprehend how hard and intense it must be sometimes, and I really respect everyone out there who is. Something that I really look up to Michael for and hope to learn from is how he developed this desire to always meet Ava where she's at. He seeks her out. He asks her questions. He wants to be involved in her life and teach her how to be a good person. Michael did not know what the future had in store for him, but he thinks looking back on it, it makes total sense that he would be a dad to a girl.
So with my upbringing, like, I've always felt close to women. So it's just like a natural transition for me to be close with her, to be able to listen to her and understand some of her emotions. Some of it, I have no clue what some of the feelings are. But yeah, I think it's just being emotionally available to her has been like the biggest thing, because I had to, you know, do work on myself to get to that point of actually being able to hear her out and be receptive and respond to certain things that she would tell me. You know, looking at our relationship, that's one of the things that I'm like, you know, very proud of, because that wasn't how I was raised. So I feel like she'll have an advantage in, you know, certain areas because she can speak her mind. She can express her feelings, and she won't have to be in certain situations that I was in, being uncomfortable or, you know, just not feeling heard. Like, she's not in that situation.
That was Taylor Pruitt speaking with Michael Gardner and his daughter, Ava. You can find Michael on Instagram at daddydressedmebymg, which I highly recommend. Michael also writes for Seamark Magazine online. Check out his article on creativity in our July 2020 issue, also linked below in the show notes. Seamark Radio is brought to you by the Seamark community, and you can find us at seamark.com. If you have a story to share, send us an email at podcast@seamark.com. We'd especially love to hear stories from those whose experiences often get left out of the conversation, whether because of race, gender identity, sexual orientation, disability, age, or any other reason. Again, that's podcast@seamark.com. You can find us on Instagram at Seamark and Seamark Video on YouTube. We'd love to invite you to join us at seamark.com. We have an amazing community there, as well as new sewing patterns and classes each month for members. Podcast listeners can get 50% off our unlimited membership, which gets you unlimited downloads from our library of over 150 wardrobe-building sewing patterns. Just visit seamwork.com/go/podcast50. You can also find that link in the show notes. And if you like this podcast, please consider giving us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or the podcast app of your choice. It really helps other people to find the show so they can hear these stories too. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be back with you soon. I'm Sari Mitnick, and this is Seamwork Radio.